November's election, in which Hanna defeated longtime Superintendent Jackie Pons, was one of the nastiest local political contests in recent memory. But Hanna says he knew it was in the bag during the final week when he met a young supporter who'd been waiting hours to get Hanna's autograph.
My name's Ian. I'm in fourth grade. I go to DeSoto Trail. I watched the debate. You were awesome.
Hanna won and now admits the nonstop schedule and responsibilities of the superintendent's office is a bit like trying to drink water from a fire hose, in his words. Still, he says he's adjusting to the pace and has several top priorities as he begins his initial term.
Money, teacher morale, and the overtesting of our kids are my three top platform items.
This was nationally recognized as School Choice Week. Hanna says he welcomes the competition of charter schools, but worries about the impact the expansion of those and fully private schools might have on traditional public school funding. At the same time, there's the new dimension of kids from neighboring troubled school districts coming into Leon's system.
The number of kids that are going to leave Jefferson to come to Leon and the number of kids from that are going to leave Gadsden and come to Leon County, we don't know what to expect.
Of course, according to the state-imposed school grading system, Leon County has some troubled schools of its own, and Hanna says that drives him to distraction.
To compare some of our south side schools to some of our north side schools and to say that some of our schools down there are failures, they're D schools, they're F schools, they're great schools. They're just working with some really tough situations and some challenges. And the teachers that teach in these schools, God bless them.
Hanna promises more help for those teachers. And that very day, he was meeting with Tallahassee City Commissioner Gil Ziffer to revive an idea that his predecessor had left languish.
The community schools concept and how we can work together as government partners instead of doing this, how we can come together, it doesn't matter about who gets credit, how we can do what's right for our community and on the south side and one of our south side schools.
And finally, getting back to the election, Hanna had at one point been quoted by the Tallahassee Democrat as favoring an appointed rather than an elected school superintendent. He now says he's rethought that position.
I think our system now of an elected superintendent is fine, but I am dead set on making it nonpartisan.
And after a quick meeting with several league members and other community representatives, Rocky Hanna raced off to grab a few more gulps from that wide-open fire hose that he says is the Leon County School Superintendent's job. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.